USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has issued an executive order advising people to stay at home amid a spike in coronavirus cases in his state.
Our economy cannot bounce back until we contain this virus. So tonight, I have signed Executive Order 94 advising Wisconsinites to stay home to save lives. We must get back to the basics of fighting this virus just like we did last spring, and it starts at home. It's not safe to go out. It's not safe to have others over. It's just not safe.
The order also urges businesses to follow the state's guidelines for measures to help keep employees and customers safe. The United States has plans for a $23 billion arms sale to the United Arab Emirates. President Trump informed Congress of the sale on Tuesday that includes 50 F-35 fighter jets as part of the package. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Senator Tom Tillis has won re-election in North Carolina, holding on to a Republican seat that Democrats were hoping to flip in order to retake control of the Senate. Tillis's Democratic challenger, Cal Cunningham, conceded the race Tuesday while trailing the senator about 90,000 votes with 97% counted. Tillis's win gives Republicans 49 seats in the Senate, with Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan leading his challenger. The two January runoff elections in Georgia will ultimately decide which party controls the Senate. Tropical Storm Eta continues to drop rain on western Cuba and southern Florida while sitting in the Gulf of Mexico, and overnight a record-breaking storm formed in the Atlantic. Tropical Storm Theta is out in the central Atlantic, tracking towards Europe, and has no chance of hitting the United States. But it becomes the 30th named storm of the season, making this the most active hurricane season in history. That record still has a chance to increase as well, with the tropical disturbance forming to the south of Puerto Rico. The National Weather Service says that currently has a 20% chance of forming into a tropical storm. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The CDC has a new set of guidelines for upcoming holiday gatherings. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released updated recommendations for Thanksgiving as many Americans weigh how they should celebrate the family-focused holiday amid the coronavirus pandemic. The guidance saying virtual gatherings or enjoying the holiday with members of your own household are the safest options this year. In-person gatherings with individuals from other households, including college students returning home from campus, are riskier options. The new guidance also discouraging potluck-style gatherings and suggesting guests bring their own food to gatherings. Another key recommendation is to ensure proper ventilation and avoiding gathering in spaces with poor airflow. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The CDC has also announced new guidance on wearing masks, now saying that wearing a mask can help protect the wearer and not just those around them. The new guidelines come after a number of studies that show that mask wearing can reduce the risk of infection by more than 70% in various situations. Ring is recalling more than 350,000 of their popular smart doorbells after an issue with a battery that could lead to a fire. 23 doorbells have reportedly caught fire. The company says the problem stems from an installation issue, and if installed correctly, there is no fire hazard. The recall affects Ring's second-generation video doorbells sold between June and October 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.